Hey, good morning, and thank you for joining us for another Everyday Hero here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. I'm Gus Lloyd. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, you know, every day we bring you people that are doing things to help make the world a better place, to change the world in ways big and small. We call them Everyday Heroes, and you know, we find out about lots of our Everyday Heroes from folks just like you. In fact, today is one of those cases. So if you know of somebody that you think would make a great Everyday Hero story, do me a favor, shoot me an email about them. Just tell me a little bit about their story. You can email me through my website at guslloyd.com, or you can email seizetheday@thecatholicchannel.org. Let me know about your everyday hero and how we can get in touch with them, and your everyday hero could be our everyday hero here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Well, we have with us this morning Jim Liston as today's everyday hero. Jim is the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Gus. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. And just to let our listeners know, too, we found out about Jim through a friend of his who is a listener to Seize the Day here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. So we thank them very much for letting us know about Jim Liston and Catholic Business Exchange. Jim, let's start out here this morning, if you don't mind, by having you just kind of introduce yourself to us. Tell me a little bit about yourself, about your growing up years, and I like to say how you got to be the person you are today.
Well, I'm a native of Northern Illinois. I cradle Catholic. I went to Catholic grade school, attended college in Illinois, and had various jobs in my career, a lot of not-for-profit organizations, worked for the governor of the state of Illinois for 10 years running a state agency, and I've been over in Indianapolis now for 20 years, and I'm in financial advisement now with clients both professionally and personally.
So you grew up in a Catholic household, always been, you know, part of the faith, never had a falling away experience or anything like that?
Well, yes, mom was, again, born Catholic, dad was a convert, and I learned a great deal from both of them. And, of course, when going away from college, I have to admit that didn't hit the Newman Center as often as I should have, but I think we all go through those phases, but... like I say, it's I'm very proud to be a Catholic and attend on a regular basis with my daughters.
Marvelous. Jim Liston with us this morning, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange and our everyday hero here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. So tell me about the genesis for Catholic Business Exchange. You say that you'd been in a number of different businesses. You'd worked for the governor's office. So how did you get the idea for this Catholic Business Exchange?
Well, as most people out there can relate to that are in business for themselves, and I'm self-employed in financial services, one of the disconnects that I saw was you would go to so many business meetings around your own city, and you would meet people really on a business-to-business basis. There was no real trust involved. It just basically was saying, I have a product, you have a product, do you need my product? And it was really too... I always look at it as cold and not insincere, but just very direct, buy me or buy my product. And I always knew there was a better way to do this. And one of the things that I started asking my friends about was saying, look, if we had a meeting once a month that brought together people on a faith-based on a faith basis, starting with Mass and then networking, having a breakfast and having a wonderful speaker come in and combine faith with business, would that have appeal? Would that have interest for you? And they said, absolutely. So kind of a humble idea. I went to the Northside Knights of Columbus Board of Directors, where I'm a fourth-degree knight, and gave them the whole idea in the summer of 2004. They really liked it because they could see a lot of energy coming into their hall and having a monthly meeting with not only men but women of Catholic faith coming together to figuratively and literally break bread together, have Mass together at the Knights of Columbus Hall, and then network, have breakfast, and have a speaker. And that was in the summer of 2004. We launched in September of 2004. So coming up in September, Gus, we'll be celebrating our fourth anniversary of doing these monthly meetings.
Jim Liston with us this morning here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Now, you know, a lot of people might have the idea that this is kind of a networking group. Would that be a correct thing to call this, Jim?
Yes and no.
Yes and how no?
Okay, all right. Yes, we do network, and no, it's not just strictly business to business or B2B. The mass is the centerpiece, Gus. At 6:30 in the, if you can believe this, at 6:30 in the morning on the third Friday of each month, we will have anywhere from 50 to 150 people gather for mass, pretty much in the middle of the week. I have had nothing but, you know, there's so many people that have come up to me and said, you know, do you know the last time that I went to mass outside of Sunday? And of course, I don't have the answer, but they said either someone's funeral, or someone, like I say, they just can't remember. And so it starts off in a very positive manner with a Catholic mass. It sets the stage for the rest of the morning. And when you go to a Catholic Business Exchange meeting, you don't put a name tag that says you sell insurance, you're an IT specialist. What you do is it would have Gus Lloyd and then would have the parish of where you belong. So in my case, Jim Liston, St. Thomas Aquinas. And so when you go to the networking session, which takes about 20 to 25 minutes, you are meeting people on a faith-based situation. So I'm going to get to meet you to find out a little bit more about you and your faith before we ever talk business. And sometimes business doesn't come up. But it sets a platform, Gus, for people to really get to know each other, to trust each other. And one of the side products from the CBE comes the ability to say, hey, my computer doesn't work right. Can you come over and take a look at it? Or, gee, you have a mobile dry cleaning business. That sounds pretty neat, sounds pretty convenient, and I'd like to give you a try. And so is there business being conducted among our members? You bet. But again, the focus is faith and business sharing, and it's been a wonderful combination over the last 3.5 years.
Marvelous. Tell me about some of the speakers that you've had talk for the Catholic Business Exchange, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, we're in Indianapolis, and we have been blessed with a lot of local talent. We've had, Governor Mitch Daniels back in November addressed our group. That was the largest crowd we've ever had. We had over 225 people.
Wow. Now, is Governor Daniels a Catholic?
You know, that's a great question, and the answer is no. One of the criteria that we have for our speakers is that they do not have to be Catholic, but they need to bring to us a faith-based business message. And in fact, if your listeners go to our website, it's www.catholicbusinessexchange.org. When you go to the main website, you'll see the governor's picture. You can clip on and actually watch the video of his 25-minute presentation to our group. Likewise, on the same screen, you'll have Mayor Greg Ballard, who was recently elected and took office in January. He spoke to our group in February, and his presentation is on the website as well. But what we ask our speakers to do is to come in and not give your typical Chamber of Commerce presentation. And quite frankly, to the governor's credit, the governor could have came in and talked about all of his accomplishments in office. Rather, he took the entire time and talked about the value and the balance of faith in his professional life, and what it meant to him, and how it directed him on his decision making.
Yeah, now isn't that great? Because as you say, he could have come in and done basically just like a campaign speech.
Exactly,
but he took the opportunity to really kind of follow the tenets of what the Catholic Business Exchange is all about. That's marvelous.
Yeah, it really is. And like I say, we have been so blessed, Gus, over the years. I mean, I could go on and on, but just to drop a few names if I can.
Sure.
Jim Morris, who is a native of Indiana, just recently came back from a 5-year stint as the executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. He was able to come and give us an idea of the problem of feeding the hungry in the world, but also made it, you know, then he also encouraged us how can we do local things to help the impoverished, how can we help to feed the hungry right here in our own backyard. And so it was a great presentation. Ann Ryder, who was the last American journalist to interview Mother Teresa before her death, she also is a local TV celebrity and anchors the news here. She came in and did a marvelous job of showing people, telling people what the experience was of being able to be upfront and personal with Mother Teresa. And that was very inspiring. And I understand that you've had Lucius Newsom as a guest
Yes.
on your show.
Yeah, a couple of occasions, actually.
And just a reminder to your listeners, Lucius is a former Baptist minister turned Catholic, and for the last 30 years has been leading the charge of feeding the poor and feeding the hungry in the Indianapolis area, and is just an icon. And actually came when the governor spoke, Lucius came as our special guest and sang Amazing Grace before the governor spoke, and he just brought down the house. He's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. So like I said, we have been absolutely blessed with great speakers who come and are walking the walk themselves and, again, blend in both faith and business, and we leave with an awful, awful good morning behind us.
That's marvelous. Jim Liston with us this morning, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. Now, Catholic Business Exchange, as he mentioned, you can find their website at catholicbusinessexchange.org. And later on this morning, when we update the GusLloyd.com website, go to Radio Guests, and I'll make sure that we get a link there to Catholic Business Exchange's website, where, as he said, you can actually see a video of Governor Daniels of Indiana and his presentation to the folks at Catholic Business Exchange. So, Jim, when somebody is interested in becoming a member of Catholic Business Exchange, do they have to meet any requirements? Do they have to sign a document or a faith statement or anything like that? How does one enter into the Catholic Business Exchange?
Well, actually, a very timely question. We've been, again, going for 3.5 years, and really we've just really been an attendance-based organization. We really haven't had true membership. But July 1st, we're going to go into a membership-based organization. Simply, the criteria, Gus, is that a person will come to us and say, I'm a Catholic, I'm a practicing Catholic, and what we would ask for on the registration is just simply their name, how to get a hold of them, their email, and their parish, because we will make up a permanent name tag for them that will have, again, it would have Jim Liston, it would have my church, St. Thomas Aquinas, and again, we're not really going to go beyond that. We don't really want to and don't have the capacity to police it, nor do I think we need to. We've just been blessed with a lot of people that have come, and it is open. If a Catholic does have a good friend who's of a different faith and they want to come and listen to someone like the governor, by all means, they are invited in as a guest. But when we do membership, we will be asking that a person, you know, sign that they are a practicing Catholic.
Jim Liston, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange, is with us this morning here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Jim is our everyday hero. And I'm Gus Lloyd. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. Well, you know, I know that you are based in Indianapolis right now. Is this a project that you're hoping to take nationwide?
We are. We definitely are. We'll probably start in the Midwest. You know, there's Indianapolis is a strong Catholic-based community, as is Louisville, as is Cincinnati. And the geography being the way it is, I think it'll be the easiest to expand probably in the Midwest first. But we are getting calls, Gus, every week and saying, hey, we've heard good things about this. How would we be able to get one of these organizations started in our backyard? And so we are putting the plans together. We're using Indianapolis as the template, and we feel that we can take what we've done and what we've learned through experience over the last 3.5 years and literally lift it and move it to another town in America. And, you know, Gus, there's a thirst out there for this. I can't tell you the number of opportunities this has provided for Catholics to come together and again, have Mass on a regular basis, meet people on a Catholic-based relationship. And just as an example, our last speaker, we had 95 people at our last meeting last Friday at 6:30 a.m. What was interesting is of those 95 people, we had 25 different Catholic parishes represented that morning. And to me, that's powerful. You're learning and meeting people, other Catholics that you normally would not have a chance to meet by going to your regular parish.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. And, you know, what could be better than starting out your day with Mass and, you know, being in communion with other business people, with just other people, and sharing your faith together. That's what Catholic Business Exchange is all about. And Jim Liston, the founder, is our everyday hero this morning here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. So, Jim, have you gotten response from the church? I mean, have you gotten response from priests, from bishops who have said, yeah, you guys are doing a good thing?
We have, and in fact, on our website, CatholicBusinessExchange.org, there's actually a letter from Archbishop Beeklein. I wouldn't call it an endorsement, but certainly a supportive letter. In fact, Archbishop Beeklein was our guest speaker in October, right before the governor spoke in November. And he is very, very aware of Catholic Business Exchange, really likes what we're doing. And so, yes, when we go into another community, we definitely are going to want to work closely with the diocese to make sure that they support what we're doing, and they do see great value. The other thing is, interestingly, we try to get a different priest to be the celebrant each and every month. That way the priests themselves recognize and see this, can see it up front and personal, and then they can go back to their parish and mention it from the pulpit, mention it to their other parishioners, saying, hey, I just went to a really neat event. You ought to try it.
Do you have plans, Jim, to kind of further the mission or the ministry, if you will? And just, you know, a couple of things immediately come to mind to me. And maybe you don't. I don't know. But I just kind of thought of a couple of things here. For instance, like an online Catholic business exchange, if you will, where people can go and find out about other Catholic businesses in your community, things like that.
Well, Gus, you should be on my committee as we expand membership, because that's exactly what we're doing. As I'm telling people, with membership comes privileges. One of the privileges will be that they will be able to go online and be placed in our directory, so that when people are looking for a specific trade or a tradesman, whether it's a computer person, whether it's an insurance person, whether the person is a dry cleaner, a printer, whatever, they can go and find that person. The other thing we're planning to do, Gus, is probably 5% of the people that come to our meetings are currently unemployed Catholics. They are looking for work. And one of the other missions that we're going to enact here is we're going to have a link, and we're literally going to have a place where Catholics that are in between jobs can post their resumes, and we're going to try and connect a Catholic who is unemployed to a prospective owner of a company that says, Jim, I'm Catholic. I would love to interview some other fellow Catholics who are very well-skilled and are looking for work. So we're very excited about that. And
that's
so that
great.
Does expand our mission statement as to help not only the people that are currently working, but the ones that need a lift up.
Marvelous. And it sounds as though you're definitely sticking with the theme of being a Catholic business exchange by doing all these good works. Jim Liston, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. Again, you can find them on the web, CatholicBusinessExchange.org. So if you are interested in perhaps talking with Jim, maybe emailing Jim, finding out more about expanding this into your community, make sure and find him on the web at CatholicBusinessExchange.org. Jim, good job. Congratulations, and thank you very much for being our everyday hero today here on Seize the Day.
Gus, I appreciate the opportunity to spread the word for you and your listeners, and you have a wonderful day yourself.
Do the same. It's been our privilege having you, Jim Liston. And again, if you go to GusLloyd.com later on this morning, I'll update the Radio Guests web page, and you'll be able to find a link right there to CatholicBusinessExchange.org. Jim Liston, today's everyday hero.